Hi, this is Andy Byford. It's been another very busy week at the TTC, and I thought I'd update you on a number of key issues and highlights from the past 7 days. Company performance has been good this last week, and many of you will have seen that we hit all 8 of our customer service targets on the daily flash report for the 3rd time on Monday. This has been recognised by our chair, Karen Stintz, who has taken the time to write to all staff to acknowledge the efforts of everyone to deliver these great results. These 8 targets are those that most directly address the things that we need to get right every day. In addition, a further batch of targets has been developed that covers the whole spectrum of what we need to do to transform customer experience of our service and the way that the TTC is perceived. I'd like to note my thanks to all TTC employees who continue to work so hard every day to deliver ever-improving customer service. On Wednesday, I went to Thunder Bay to visit the Bombardier production facility, where our Toronto rockets are being manufactured. This is also the place where the new low-floor streetcars will be assembled, and it was great to be able to tour the factory and see the first prototype streetcar coming together. The rockets and new streetcars are a key element of our plan to modernise the TTC top to bottom, and I took the opportunity to say a few words to some of the Bombardier shop floor workers, both to thank them for their work, but also to stress the importance of building a reliable, quality product. On Thursday, the exec held its first Meet the Executive event at Eglinton Bus Division and Garage. Every month, the executive will hold one of its weekly meetings at a location away from head office as part of a deliberate strategy to demystify the exec and what we do, but also so that we get to meet, mingle with, and thank frontline staff for the great job that they do. The event was hosted by Joanne Briffer, Superintendent of Eglinton Division, and Bruce Peters, Garage Manager, and they gave us a full briefing on the excellent work being done in their respective areas to drive up performance and morale. After our meeting, we went into the lunchroom to talk to operators, then the garage where we were able to meet mechanics and other staff. On a personal note, I really enjoyed the whole experience, and we're already thinking of a venue for May's Meet the Executive somewhere else in the company. Finally, arrangements are being made to ensure that the new organisation structure has a smooth start-up on April the 30th. To coincide with this, a document is being prepared for every member of TTC staff to explain the new structure, the customer-centric model that it will deliver, the new company vision, and the key performance indicators that we have developed to drive up customer satisfaction. This is another piece of the jigsaw puzzle to modernise the TTC, and I appreciate everyone's patience as we make the necessary changes. That's it for this week. Thanks as ever for all your hard work on behalf of our customers.